You come very distant and you come very close. I mean, it's just going weird now. You have to be very near the micro or whatnot.
I'm right here. No problem. I was okay. Just moving around to start the recorder. So, are we okay? You want to give me a little more level?
Fine.
Your level is excellent.
Fine.
Terrific. Well, let's start. How are you? And let me just ask you real quickly. How hectic is your day on a daily basis? What does Yoko do all day?
Well, I don't know. I just, I try to do my best every day and hope for the best.
Well, that's very cool. Tell us about your presentation of the artwork of John Lennon.
Well, I really love this thing that John's artwork is circulating now. In the beginning, it was not that easy because most people thought, well, it's just a rock star dabbling, isn't it? I mean, something. And there was a kind of elitism in the art world, and they didn't want to know something. But now, John's artwork, a series of shows, are very, very popular and extremely successful.
Well, John was such a multi-venued artist to begin with. He did so many different things, and a friend of mine saw this exhibit at the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame a year or two ago, and she was amazed. She said there was so much material and so much diversity. It was extraordinary. Is this the same exhibit?
Mm-hmm. Oh, I know. And I really understand it so well, so that I didn't want him to just be buried in, people just maybe singing, I want to hold your hand or something. So I made sure that all these complexities of his talent will be expressed.
Oh, that's very cool. Now, will you be here in Chicago at the Doubletree Hotel in Oak Brook for the exhibition on the 1st through the 3rd?
No, I'm not in Chicago. maybe my spirit is there.
Well, we certainly know that your spirit will be here. There's no question about that. Hey, I had to mention, March 20th is a special day for you and for me. Of course, that's the day that you and John were married in Gibraltar in 1969.
Yes. Oh, I'm so glad that you remember that.
Mm-hmm. Well, I also remember because that was my 21st birthday. That's March 20th is my 21st birthday. So you got married and I got legal, so it was,
We were celebrating your birthday,
I'll see. Well, I was probably celebrating both, but nonetheless, but I just wanted to pass that along. Now, let me ask you something. John has been gone. It'll be 32 years this coming December, and you've done so much to preserve his aura, his memory. I mean, the artwork of John Lennon, just one of the many things. Are you happy with the way the public remembers John Lennon now?
Yeah, they do remember John very strongly, and I'm very happy about that. But also, it's not just remembering John. It's the kind of thing that he said, the kind of thing that he said is starting to really come as a reality. For instance, in those days, John was the only one who was pushing the baby cart, in the park. But now I see all these guys on the weekends, they're sort of pushing their kids around in the park. And it's so beautiful, and they just never know. I mean, they don't even know that John is the one that did it first,
No question about it, I mean,
And a lot of things that John wanted the world to know and, that he wanted to express, and he did express. And those things are really starting to come to and helping people. I love that when I watch it.
Well, he stood for so many things, so many positive things. I know you had a song that was released about 10 years or so ago that talked about equality and gay marriage and things like
that was
used as well. I mean, you guys have stood for so many different
things.
It's so
important, and now, we just had a gay march this weekend, the past weekend, in New York, and people are starting to understand, which is great.
It is indeed. All right, let me ask you this. How would you describe John Lennon, man, person, partner, husband, father, artist? I mean, I realize that's pretty broad scope, but give me a little inside view.
Well, You know, in the world, I think, you know, rockers will have to sort of exert their macho-ness or something like that. But he was the first one courageously just kind of said, well, you know, we're just human, you know. And he wasn't so concerned about the macho image. To exert that. And but at the same time, you know, people always thought, oh, my God, he must be really this and that. But at home, he was really very gentle and sensitive, very, very loving person.
You know, you could feel that from some of the lyrics that he wrote and some of the songs, obviously, that he sang. Is there any unreleased material from John that you've considered putting out that maybe is not out there yet? And if so, maybe one might be see and hear some of that.
I don't think there's anything like that, except that there's some songs that was only on a cassette or something. And probably those things will have to come out in the right way, because John would not have wanted, you know, anything that is just kind of scratching the bottom of the barrel.
Right, I understand that. Well, all right. Now, if you could go back, get in a time machine, and change one thing in your entire existence with John, what would that be?
I don't think there's anything like that. And I think it's a very dangerous suggestion. Can you imagine, you know, you change one little thing, and the whole world would change.
That's actually a good point. I just wanted to say, and I was actually hoping you would say that, because you're, I guess the word would be your bond, yours and John, it was so amazing. It was so remarkable. And
I mean, you know, you start to wonder if there's such a thing as miracle in the world.
Well, you meet that one person, that right person, and, you know, there it is.
I know. It was very good.
The first time you met John was, I've seen a couple of different stories. One was at the, I think it's the Indica Gallery in London in 1966. And the story is you'd never heard of the Beatles when you met him. Is that true?
Exactly. I mean, that's true. Well, I mean, I knew the name Beatles because when I was in Japan, there was a tiny, tiny article saying, you know, these guys, moped guys or something, and there was a kind of animation, a little drawing of a moped for people, you know, and it's getting very famous or something. But that's all.
That's so interesting. So interesting. All right, now, you met John Lennon. Was it love at first sight?
Well, kind of. Not really. I mean, I think that probably it was much deeper than we had thought at the time, you know. I just thought that he was a very attractive guy, and I'm sure that, she thought very well of me, too. And so, you know, it was a good, very interesting meeting.
That's very interesting. Now, let me ask you a question. Do you listen to the radio at all?
No.
Oh, come on. You're killing me, Yoko. This is for a radio interview. You're killing me.
I'm just kidding you.
I know. But let me ask you this. When you hear certain
did
songs...
Did you know that Sean and I did a big a program just recently in NPR?
Is that right?
Yeah, and we believe in NPR.
NPR is very cool. There's no question about it. But if you're listening to the radio and a certain song comes on, whether it be a Beatles song or something of John's in his solo era, you know, and obviously the song would trigger something. What comes to mind? I mean, this music has so many threads through all of our lives, and we kind of live and remember with it and through it. Does that happen to you as well?
That we live in, I mean, I love those songs.
Or does it trigger memories or thoughts?
Yes,
or?
Definitely, yeah. In my case, it's almost painful because I remember the time that we were making it. Or, you know, he was in the studio making it or just scribbling the song at home or whatever.
And you actually did some vocals on some songs on the White Album, if I'm not mistaken, didn't you?
Maybe,
Some backups, probably. Maybe on Birthday and maybe Bungalow Bill, and it seemed to me there was something else, too, that you might have actually been involved in the actual singing of at least chorus stuff.
It was convenient for them because I was there.
Hey, get her over here in front of a microphone. Let's try this out, right? Okay. Well, that's great. How long will the art exhibit the artwork of John Lennon be out? Is this something that's going to be out for a year or two, or is this a short-lived circumstance? Or
No. This program is going round and round from 1985 or something, or maybe closer to 1990. But and it has been such an incredible, successful program, and it's just going on very strong.
Well, that's great. Now, this circumstance, the first through the third here in Oakbrook at the Doubletree, is benefiting a particular charity. What's that all about?
Well, that's very, very important, because each time that I do a show somewhere, I always feel that we have to do a benefit to a charity thing, the local charity thing, which is very important. And for John, it's just in the spirit of John. And that's what I do.
That's great. That's very cool. And we appreciate you allowing us to bring some of our listeners to see this. The experience is going to be something that I think is going to be very special, and people will remember this always. So,
well, I hope so. I hope they would really enjoy the show, and you too.
Well, I'm definitely looking forward to it. I actually have a couple of, and I believe they're serigraphs, and they one of them is the two of you kind of entwined, a drawing of John's.
Oh, that
and,
one, yeah.
And another one of him at the piano singing.
Oh, that's a great one.
I love both of those. Now, let me ask you something, just for my own personal edification here. They have a little red stamp on them, and I was told when I bought those that that was your stamp.
Yes, the seal.
Yes,
very
the seal.
To have that.
Oh, absolutely. Well, that's good to know. Gee, I wish you were going to be in Oakbrook on. A week from Friday, I'd bring them in and take them out of the frames, and you could sign them for me, you know?
Yeah, sure. Let's dream about it. Okay.
I am, Yoko, I am. And this, let me just say thank you for your time today. This has been such a pleasure and such a treat.
Well, it was my pleasure, too, and I hope you enjoy the show.
Well, we will indeed, and thank you so much for your time today.
Okay.